This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Men of Reddit who have found out their child isn't actually theirs, how did you react and how are things now? When I was in the Navy, I had an on-again-off-again relationship with a girl back home. On my last deployment, my girlfriend told me via email that she was knocked up. I accepted it, emailed my parents, told the military all that jazz. I ended up getting discharged, so I went back home and took care of my pregnant girlfriend. She had the baby and I thought I was the father for 5 months. While she was on vacation with a girlfriend, while she was gone I got an email from her boyfriend telling me that they had been together for the last 4 months and also for the week in Myrtle Beach I was bankrolling. After that I got the paternity test, found out it wasn't mine and told her I was done and wanted no contact. Crappy part is my parents still babysit and treat the kid like their grandkid, so she's at a lot of family functions and such. Also the guy wasn't even the father. Frick her. I had a fiancé, we were supposed to be getting married, then she went on a holiday by herself because she just needed to get away. She came back pregnant, to an unemployed H user. I had a job and an apartment. She told me, "You've never done anything to prove you really love me, now's your chance. Accept me and the baby." No thanks. Last I heard of her, she's an unmarried mother of two. And frick her. I have a mixed race child. Originally was told it was mine until she actually gave birth. Since she was mixed, she came out pretty light skinned. Very light skinned, actually. But as she got older, her skin got darker and darker. Let the mother stick around for about a year to 2 years. She wasn't from where we were living and didn't have anywhere else to go. Didn't want to kick baby out into the streets. Finally, I had enough of her crazy ass and kicked her out. But, I ended up getting attached to the little girl. Fast forward 2 years and I'm single, lonely, depressed and missing the little girl. I've had no contact with them. Through the rumor mill, I hear my little girl's real dad has nothing to do with her. No contact, no father. From the story I get, the real dad was married and refused her. I set up a meeting with my little girl after 2 years to get a feeling on the situation and it was like those 2 years never happened. She ran up to me like she just saw me yesterday. I talked to the mother and I said that I'll take care of her. We never went to court. No child support has ever been filed. We don't fight about anything. I tell her if she needs anything as far as money or clothes, whatever, I'll take care of it. She's now 10, I'm married, my wife accepts her with open arms and loves her like I do. She's an awesome kid, great student, no troubles. I have to teach her a bit of humility because all she's concerned about is being beautiful. But if that's my biggest worry with her, I think that's okay. I wouldn't change anything at all. I will tell you one thing. I live in the South and you would think that a married white couple with two normal white kids and an older mixed girl, one would think you'd get more looks from white folks. Surprisingly, it's the black folks that gives us more WTF looks than anything. But like I said, I wouldn't trade her for anything. I love that silly girl. That was beautiful, man. Found out from her best friend it wasn't mine. My parents made me believe I was doing the right thing the whole time. I kicked her out of the house, never heard from her since. So, I am on the other side of the fence. Basically, I am dating this girl for about 3 years. Rocky relationship and all that jazz. Capital I. Break up with her and move back to my hometown for a period. While back, she asks if she can come visit, etc. First mistake, but believe me, getting it on with her was really golden. Anyway, 2 months after the visit, she is pregnant. Not the best news in the world, but I am from a family of certain values on these matters, so I own up. After spending a week with her and discussing what to do, I go back home and start prepare stuff. 3 days later she calls and claims a miscarriage and we sort of end it the next few weeks. Fast forward 7 months and I've moved back to the same city and continue my career. Suddenly I see a FB post about this girl getting a child, 9 months and 2 days after her visit. It turns out, she had been dating another dude for the whole 3 years we had been dating. They even lived together for two of the years. She kinda just decided that she felt better with him as the dad. So, basically she convinced him he was the dad. So he announced to the whole world and was just about to go on fatherly leave. When I found out, I quietly asked her for a paternity test and to no surprise, it stated with 99.99% that I am the father. Shoots unravel, he is not happy, OBV, and has to tell the world that nope, just kidding, I am not a dad. Anyways, 4 years later it's all good and we have 50% shared custody, but damn it was a few funky months in the start. Edit. After some questions and stuff, yes, I did spend time at her apartment. She had me over every time the other guy was away and such. She also faked moved into my apartment for 6 months. You guys should have raised it together and started a bromance. My boyfriend's daughter is not his. He broke his hand on a door when he found out, but he never once denied her. He is on her birth certificate, has his last name the whole nine yards. She is his baby girl and he is her daddy. End of story. His ex-wife likes to hold it above his head though. If you don't do this, I'm getting a DNA test on baby and you'll never see her again. Burns me up. If you don't do this, I'm getting a DNA test on baby and you'll never see her again. He can rest easy that that's not how it works. If he's on the birth certificate, and the child was born while they were married, he's the child's legal father with the right to see her, be a part of her life. DNA won't mean much in that scenario, so the ex-wife is holding an empty threat over his head. Not my story, but in a way it turned out for the best. I knew a guy who was sort of stuck with a girl he knocked up and she made him miserable and turned their daughter into a whiny spoiled brat that hated him. But one day the woman gets drunk and laughs at him, telling him how his daughter isn't really his. He walked out on them, leaving mother and daughter high and dry with no support. Daughter was too spoiled to get a job and is one of the trashiest people you'll ever encounter. Mom's a drunk. This story fills me with so much satisfaction. Back in college, I was seeing a girl for a while. Kinda serious, more so for her than me apparently. She winds up pregnant. I was young, didn't really know what to do, but knew if it was mine, I would do the right thing and be the father. Major caveat, I have a physical condition that makes it highly unlikely that I can actually get anyone knocked up, and she knew this. Long story, and possible identifying info, so I'm leaving the details out. Anyway, she swears up and down through the whole pregnancy that it could only be mine, so I went along with it. I was out of town the weekend kiddo was born. She apparently tried to reach me, but this was long before cell phones, and I had gone home to a different city with a college friend to party, and in all likelihood avoid home during that time frame, since I was reasonably sure it wasn't mine. Kiddo was born. I went to see them a few times over the next few weeks, and then shortly after that get called by my folks that she had stopped by their house and introduced it to them as their new grandson, etc. They were ecstatic and happy for me and all the fun stuff they anticipated about being new grandparents. I had to basically put the brakes on real hard at that point and tell them I was pretty sure that it was not my kid. I pretty much knew after I saw it. One look at it and there was just no connection at all. It was a baby, but I saw nothing there I recognized as mine in any way, shape or form. Due to the fact that she was already on the dole, the state mandated a paternity test. I figured I just might as well get it over with and showed up for the appointment when they told me to. Once the results came back, there was a less than 1% chance it was mine. I turned around, never looked back. Only saw her twice since then, and it's been 20 plus years now, but both times she was almost in tears trying to apologize for doing that to me back then. I heard through the rumor mill who ended up being the actual father, and he already had a few kids running around, so he was no help to them at all. Not only that, but his poor health and drug issues put him in an early grave, so that poor kid had no father figure growing up. Thankfully, I kept a level head through the whole ordeal, and even got a letter of commendation from the county prosecutor's office saying that they wished even half the potential fathers were half as cooperative as I had been. TLDR. If you're gonna try and pin a kid on someone, make sure it's theirs if there's going to be a mandatory DNA test. This reminds me of a story that happened to someone I know. His girlfriend that he was breaking up with called him and said, "I'm pregnant," to which he replied, "That's great." He pretended to be so happy about it that she told him, "I'm not pregnant, frick you," or something along that line. I told this story to a few friends, and when another friend had a similar issue, he did the same thing, and his girlfriend he was breaking up with had the same response. Didn't make it that far, but had a little fling with a girl who I was honest and upfront with. It was a fling and wasn't gonna be serious. She agreed to it. So one time we were getting it on. Condom broke. I told her and she didn't seem too worried. Mind you, this was way before climax when I noticed. Also, I know there was no pre-ejaculation. I had that when I put the new one on. Made sure that everything was good afterwards. Fast forward a couple weeks and she messages me saying she's prego. I admit my heart jumped a little, but I called her calm as British bloke drinking tea. She was so surprised that she asked why I wasn't freaking out and getting angry or panicking. The truth is, I knew that the likelihood of her being pregnant was very slim and either way I would man up no matter what. I asked her all the details. Was I the only one? Have you been drinking since the last time and all that good stuff? I told her I wasn't ready for that, but the ultimate decision was hers to make. She started saying how she would never do such a thing, and I still stayed calm. Told her we would talk in the morning. I was just meeting up with my boys to go party. She was shocked even more that I was still so calm and started asking where I was going because she was going out with her friends too. I didn't tell her. After that I knew for sure she was trying to push my buttons. So the next day I spoke to her, she tells me she has to think about it. I said take your time. Eventually a few days later she said she's not gonna keep it and that she booked an appointment with her doctor who was in another city and over an hour away. She doesn't drive and so I offered to give her a ride. She declined and said a friend would give her one. I said I want to be there at least. She said all she could to convince me that I don't need to go with her. So I backed off. I know where she worked and she worked all day the day she was supposed to go. But she messaged me saying that she went and that she couldn't walk properly after. I played along and never spoke to her again. Was told he was mine. Raised him for 8 years before getting my own paternity test done to find out the truth. I changed his diapers. Taught him how to ride his bike. Basic dad stuff before I knew the truth. You can't unlove a kid. I'm his dad. And he's my son. I wouldn't have it any other way. I despise his manipulative, lying mother. I think she holds him back. I was dating a girl for 3 years who I had trusted. I was 18 at the time. She got pregnant. I was relatively safe, but everybody has slip-ups. I took my lumps and agreed to fatherhood and did the best I could. During the entirety of the pregnancy she was pretty absent. She wouldn't talk to me much. Sometimes for months at a time. I thought this was odd. It frustrated me beyond belief. Anyway, so later on a friend of hers started to work with me. He started to hook up with one of my co-workers. She told me he knew my GF and I was thinking, oh, cool, interesting. Then she told me he banged my GF. Within the last year, I was I called her up and talked with her. Apparently they did hook up. When we were on some break, this was entirely made up. The timing didn't match up with the pregnancy though. So I continued on my way to fatherhood with this soon-to-be mother that was all over the place. Eventually she gave birth to a little girl. I wasn't there at the birth because I wasn't told it was happening. A couple of months down the road of trying to contact her, she let me see my girl. It was great. We started talking again and acting like parents. Well, just to make sure that this new baby girl was mine, I went ahead and had a paternity test. She was a 1% match, and therefore was not my daughter. I was appalled. I went to her place and asked her what this was about. She swore up and down it had to be mine. DNA is DNA. She wasn't my little girl after all. I left her, on her knees crying for me to come back to her apartment. I got a text later that day. She told me she remembered. She got blackout drunk and fricked this guy at a party. She claimed she didn't consent. I don't believe this at all. So I went through 9 months of a pregnancy and 3 months of actual fatherhood before I found out. Now I don't talk to her at all. I hear rumors occasionally about her. I am glad she is no longer in my life. TLDR. Frick that bee. I knew that my father wasn't actually my biological father before he did. My mom thought I should know first, and she had planned to tell him shortly after me, but due to a work trip he went on, I knew for about a week before he did. Mom told me that she had a one-night stand with a dude while she was dating my dad. He thought the baby was his, so she went with it. The problem was, she didn't tell me he didn't know, so I asked him how he was holding up on a phone call. It was pretty hard to explain it to him myself. I mean, I couldn't just give him a cliffhanger like that for such a huge announcement like that. Later that week, my neighbor accidentally set himself on fire. Mom and dad mutually decided to divorce since she basically cheated on him. It's not really different between him and I. I still love him like my real dad. I ran off stage and hid my face from the cameras. Ha, I thought the man would usually break out some sweet ass dance moves. This isn't my story, but I feel it needs to be noted here. 7 years ago my cousin married a lovely girl. She got pregnant and they bought a house, fully committed to preparing it for their kid. She passed away due to complications during childbirth. The kid Emma survived. My cousin spent the next years of his life doing everything possible to be able to provide for his daughter while still being a father. He used to work evening night shifts and then take a few naps across the day. 2 years ago it became apparently that while Emma shared features from her mother, she didn't share features from my cousin. He had a paternity test done. Negative. He hasn't told her and we have no idea who the real father might be, but those who have been told, me, his sister, my mother, have agreed that it doesn't matter. We're still actively looking into it, just in case a potential medical issue or something. I don't expect that she'll be told until she is either old enough to understand or old enough to notice the difference. I've been the investigator and I gotta be honest, I'm really starting to dislike Amy's mother. Not me, but my brother. He had always thought his youngest wasn't his biologically, mainly because his ex is a raging ass and mentally unstable whose true colors came to the fore in their hideous breakup. Either way, he is a stand-up guy and he loves his kids more than anything. Now he couldn't care less if his daughter isn't technically his. Yeah, it hurt badly at the time, but he is the only thing stand in the way of that crazy woman utterly wrecking these kids lives with her selfish and stupid behavior. Our whole family is right behind him and will do whatever it takes to support them and him. My niece didn't ask for this and she will most likely never know. Either way, she has a loving father who adores her and an extended family that want to see her grow into a wonderful young woman. My parents were a little bitter about it for a week or so, but in the catalog of crappy things his ex did, getting pregnant by some other dude rates pretty much at the bottom. You've been visited by the good sleep doggo. Like within the next 4 seconds and you will be blessed with cozy and restful sleeps. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check out another video. Or don't. Either way, have a great day, you magnificent people.